T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I wish we were talking about the Dua Lipa tickets here, but we're talking about the Kid Laroi tickets. Go to RadioAlice.com. You got a chance to score tickets to see Kid Laroi February 3rd, 2022 at the Warfield. Man, we are booking out some shows far in advance. I guess February is only like 5 months away. All right.
Yeah, shows are back. I'm stoked. I can't wait to go see shows. And our boss is back to booking huge, big, giant events. It's pretty neat. The one they did for September 11th was spectacular in New York. And they got another one coming up, sort of end of summer thing that's huge, too. So this is fun. I'm stoked.
Go to RadioAlice.com/contest for more info.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow us, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find more info on videos and stories we've reported, and you might even catch a live happy hour show with the crew. Party down with us, everybody.
Woo!
Good times.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the last day of summer. Today is the first day of fall. Welcome, fall. We missed you.
I didn't miss you that much, but I'm all right with you. Fall.
Best time of year by far. So excited. So happy to have you. Welcome.
Last day of summer was extra summery.
It was hot, and it'll be cooler today. It's still going to be hot and nice, but not as hot. Like 10 degrees cooler wherever you're at.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mentioned it first news break. I have to re-mention it because this story has taken over our country. The body found in Wyoming now has been confirmed to be Gabby Petito. They have ruled her death a homicide, although there has been no actual or specific cause of death disclosure. The boyfriend, fiance, depending on what you read, he's still on the run as of this moment, and maybe that it could break any time now.
Yep.
I'm expecting to hear he's been caught at any moment. Although, it does stand to reason that you would tell your parents, I'm going here, and then be on the run somewhere entirely else, right?
Well, and they're clearly in his corner because,
yes,
you know,
they've
hired
him this whole way.
They didn't go out like, hey, where's the girl that used to live here with us? And you.
Right.
So
yeah, this
they
story
could...
is huge. One of the things that I thought was worth a mention, the tag Gabby Petito. Again, this is a young lady that's been murdered. That hashtag has more than 500 million views on TikTok.
Wow.
That's one app, TikTok. One platform, I should say. 500 million views. So this is one of those things where the story has, for whatever reason, cute blonde chick. I don't know. There's a lot of missing people. I mean, one of the stories I'm reading is like, there's so many missing people. Why this one?
We're fascinated by the pretty white girl.
I guess so. Anyway, so that's the latest. The suspect is still running, and they've definitely officially called Gabby Petito a homicide. So that's the latest there.
So sorry. Her parents must be devastated.
Yeah. Yep. And it was weird to read because it was the first time I'd read it this morning that they have been a couple since high school and that they were living with his parents.
Yeah, I didn't
so that was
that.
Another thing that I sort of didn't realize. You know, sometimes you get into a relationship and you think you're in heaven, and so you plan a trip like the one they're on, and you find out the hard way that you're not a good fit. But in this case, they'd been together so long, I'm surprised that they didn't.
Well, some of her family was saying the epic fights that these two used to have were crazy. Like, they were that couple.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. Well, anyway, I'll bring you the info if we get any kind of updated info, but that is the latest that broke yesterday, that it's for sure her, the body that was found, and it's for sure a homicide. On to lighter stuff.
Okay. I'm down.
A 44-year-old thief in Germany broke into a kindergarten classroom back in April and stole a strange assortment of things, including a laptop, picture books, cups and glasses, fish sticks, and pasta. He also took a...
All those fish sticks and pasta were in the kindergarten? What time of day did he do this? Like, while they were at recess?
Have been in the evening hours, but he also took a smart speaker for playing children's stories, and they call that his downfall. Everything is wired now, everybody.
Yeah.
Duh. A month or so after the break-in, he downloaded new stories onto a device, and it revealed his location to the manufacturer, who passed it along to the police. And so it was the speaker that did him in, not the laptop. The guy's now in custody and facing charges, although the specifics haven't been released. The smart speaker has been returned to the classroom so they can hear stories again.
Oh, yay. They didn't get their fish sticks back, huh? That's too bad.
They did not get the fish sticks back or the pasta back, which we assume he ate, hopefully.
A weird assortment of stuff, though.
I
mean, I can see
them.
The laptop, and I can even see the smart speaker, but to, you know, use that to actually download more kid stuff, that's weird.
Well, maybe he took the stuff for his kid. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. But I do know that, you know, for that teacher, story time is break time. Like, let me hit play on this thing and take a break for a second. I'm going to go crush a grid out back.
Back in the 1900s, they used to have to read you the story themselves.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, they got smart speakers to take care of that.
Yeah, put that on play. You go out back. Yeah, these kids are killing.
It's not these cigs that are killing me.
No, it's the kids.
It's the kids. You make me want to smoke.
Ay, ay, ay. Boy, it's been a while since we've heard from that guy. Just is gone now, huh?
You know, he
As
made he a movie.
Be.
He made a movie not that long ago. Actually, I saw something.
Yeah, but his public profile is toast.
Oh,
like he's
absolutely.
Never coming back from that.
Well, never, not all the way. That's for sure. Because if he does, we're going to start playing that again.
Right. Chicken nuggets are a thing. Sometimes they're your favorite to-go item.
Let's have something to eat. Hooray!
Hooray!
People at uprocks.com conducted a chicken nugget taste test, and the rankings are as follows. At number one, Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Oh, that's
at number two, Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Oh,
at number three, McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Oh, all right.
Shake Shack chicken bites and KFC popcorn nuggets round out your top five. So there you go, everyone.
No Popeyes in there. I would think Popeyes.
Popeyes came in at number six, actually.
Oh, all right.
So just outside the top 10.
Like everyone
but I thought,
yells
all right,
about how great
well,
Popeyes
you know,
is, you know.
It is.
For those of
good.
You who don't want a burger and you're doing a quick run through, I can see the Chick-fil-A being good. But Wendy's apparently has a nice nugget.
Yeah.
I never
And
had
if you
them.
Like them spicy.
And I do. Mm.
Actually,
have you had the Wendy's nuggets there,
I haven't
there,
tried
Bryn?
Wendy's, no.
No.
I haven't been to a Wendy's in a decade, easily. I don't even know if there are any Wendy's. Actually, there might be one in San Rafael. Are they the ones with the square burgers?
They are the square burger place, yes. I had one across the street from my house for a long
Of course
time.
You would know all about the menu,
and that
right.
was the place where Jason Cisco worked, and he would say stuff to me through the speaker because he knew I could hear him in my room. And he also would attack my car if I drove through by throwing Frosties on the windshield.
Oh, the good old days.
I stopped visiting him at work because he was like, oh, there you are. And I'm like, dude, now I got my windshield wipers trying to get Frosty off there.
And then that's dripping into your car.
Then some lettuce flies out the window. I'm like, okay, so I'm being attacked now. I got to go.
I can't believe he didn't get fired over that.
Oh, well, I'm sure he was, you know, he checked his back before he pulled that stunt. You know, who wants to be fired from their $3.35 an hour job?
Everyone.
In the 1900s, that was a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, that was the 1900s. It was the olden days. And that's what, you know, listen, I made $2.01 as a waitress. The tips mattered. $2.01 per hour, friends. With your minimum wage.
Was that enough to buy the food for the
well,
dinosaur?
Well, look at you now. Now you shop for houses for fun. I mean, things have changed considerably.
Things have changed. I had to work my way. I paid my dues.
Mm-hmm.
Waitressing and bartending.
On another sort of side note in the food survey column, salsa is number one. It's the number one dip of all. As we head into
salsa
fall,
is?
Salsa is number one, followed by guacamole, queso,
both solid,
spinach artichoke, French onion, and hummus.
Oh, I love hummus.
Those are your top dips, everyone.
John makes hummus all the time.
He makes it?
It's so easy. It's just chickpeas and a little olive oil and whatever else the hell he puts in it. But you know what he doesn't put in it? Garlic. And I love it.
Oh.
Because it's really garlicky. Like you buy it at the store. It's just like, you know, you get that garlic thing going on. So we have
I like garlic.
It.
I don't know what your problem with garlic
just,
is.
I wear it. I have it for days. You can smell it on me the next day. So I like it without.
All right.
It's good.
In other fast food news, because I do seem to be on a roll, McDonald's has announced they'll be phasing out the plastic toys in Happy Meals. I remember, and I don't have it here in front of me, but they're like one of the big toy suppliers in the world.
Yes, we've heard that for sure.
That's like one of the stories I read, you know, through the years here. But that's because they're giving these toys in these food packages.
Why are they phasing them out? Just utter plastic garbage?
Yeah. Yep.
That's good.
The goal will be to reduce unrecycled virgin plastic use by 90%, and that's significant. They say that McDonald's sells more than 1 billion toys each year.
Oh, wow.
1 billion toys a year.
What are they going to do instead? Like little paper drawing books and a crayon? Or
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way to go, too, right? Like something paper,
just
cardboard.
Just please not stickers. Not stickers.
Oh, stickers are terrible.
They
and not
really
glitter.
Are.
No glitter,
no
McDonald's,
glitter,
please.
No stickers.
They say they'll do things like three-dimensional cardboard superheroes, board games with plant-based pieces. The new toys begin rolling out in January, and they hopefully have virgin plastic out of your kids' meals here by 2025.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
That is exciting. We all have to get with this program.
You know, they have these games that you can download programs on your phone through the McDonald's Happy Meal app. So it's interactive and very interesting.
You have it?
Yeah, I got this one thing that just like, it's this little plastic thing that I guess it's like from a movie, you know, one of those promotions.
Uh-huh.
But you put it on your phone on the screen and it projects something and it's like a little face that projects onto this little plastic device.
Nuh-uh.
So then my daughter sits there and presses little buttons and, you know, she can choose. They'll say, choose the character you want to be named. And, you know, you're a duck. Just like, and it shows a face. And it's very interesting. So I could see how they can incorporate that with cardboard boxes.
They could make that out of
cardboard.
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess what activates it? Just because it knows that the thing is sitting there? Or is there something in the piece of plastic?
You set it up. It kind of guides you through as all apps do nowadays. Put the thing here on this little square and then hit that button. And then I give it to her and then she starts playing with it. And she loves it.
You know, I have a story here about Taco Bell, but it seems like all these companies are following Odyssey's lead. So
Odyssey
leading the way by coming up with our own app for our fans to be able to use it. It's free and it helps.
We've really given a lot of people the idea of getting an app. I mean, nobody had one before.
It's going well, apparently. Woo! So McDonald's has the app. I hear Taco Bell's trying to launch their own app and they're offering deals in order to get you on there, to get you to start using it. And then now they got someone who's, you know, on their app. Their app's useful.
Well, this little game sounds really fun.
Good for you all following the Odyssey lead. Thank you.
I'm loving it.
Well done,
Odyssey.
Sarah.
Thank you. Well done, you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. 925, I can't eat Popeyes or Chick-fil-A because they both have MSG. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't either.
Maybe that's
why
it tastes so good.
The texter says they have MSG.
I get headaches from MSG.
You really do? You can, you know, you can tell.
I definitely think that's true.
I definitely know that because I eat too much sugar and too much macaroni, I'm puffier than I want to be. I know that.
Puffier.
But I never am able to notice a performance difference. Like Christina will go, I've had too much gluten. My legs are sore and I feel more tired than normal.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, but look at you though. You're saying you can specifically tie a headache to MSG?
Well,
even
I tie
though
it
you
to,
get a, you
I
get
can
headaches
tie it to
every
Chinese
day.
Chinese food, but I've actually wondered because I get headaches when I eat nuts. I don't eat knots.
Knots.
But Bryn loves knots. That's a whole other topic. I eat nuts, certain nuts will give me. I'll go and I'll even say to myself as I'm gonna eat these cashews, I'm like, "You don't have a headache right now. Check in." And then, sure enough, I'll just get even if it's just a little minor one, just like a little minor one. But when I eat Chinese food, I almost always will get a headache.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
Certain foods. Maybe it's the soy. I have no idea. Something and something.
510 has a question for your reporter. Vin, why do you not count down to one? You always start at one first.
Why is that, Vinny?
You're going to think that I don't have an answer for this, but I do.
I actually think I know what the answer is.
Our show, on any subject, will drive straight into the weeds and never come right out.
That is true.
We head in and we're lost for good. And so I often, early on in the show, would find myself going, I never said one. I didn't even get to three, much less one. So I've learned through our experiences that I just need to get it out. Boom.
If I could take us into the weeds for a second.
Yeah.
I think the reason you read number one is because when you look at a list, number one's at the top. And you,
it might be that too. But you don't know that for sure.
I do like your alternative explanation, however.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not wrong.
Yeah, it's a justifiable reason.
Right. Absolutely. There's no one can talk more about nothing than us.
I believe that answer.
Well, you should believe that answer. Whether I came up with it before I started doing it or after, that's the story I'm sticking
with. Doesn't matter, yeah.
Can you explain, 650 says, can you explain to me why Gabby's parents are going on Dr. Phil? What are they trying to cash in on their 15 minutes of fame because of their daughter's...
They're going on Dr. Phil?
Listen, I'll tell you what happened because I did see this and I thought, this is ridiculous.
That's gross.
They were on Dr. Phil and I actually saw it. I was probably headed through channels to get to ESPN, but I saw it, stopped, and then went, oh, that's her dad. And then it says previously recorded. So it was something that they'd done
to find
a while
her.
Ago, maybe when she first disappeared.
Right.
And the parents definitely fueled this story as much as anything did. Like, they've been out there pushing it.
Well, their daughter was missing
and
for like
I get
a
it.
Month or whatever.
Absolutely.
Before they found
I get
her.
It. And the guy comes back and says, I'm not talking to you, and lawyers up. There's reason to be worried about that at that point.
Yeah. So I can see them going on any platform that will have them to try to find their daughter. It would be weird if after they found the body, that happened.
Yeah, that was... So it did say previously recorded. You know what, though? I'm completely out of time. Thank you.
Yeah, boys have a hard time picking up girls' flirting cues. And by boys, we mean Vinny and Bryn.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.